USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senator Kamala Harris is canceling all campaign travel through the weekend out of an abundance of caution after a flight crew member and her communications director tested positive for coronavirus. Senator Harris tested negative for coronavirus twice over the past week. The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on the nomination of federal Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court late next week.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'll conclude. I will not be voting to confirm Judge Barrett to the Supreme Court, but I frankly think we should not be taking this vote. We should not be proceeding today. We should instead be turning to the urgent business of protecting the American people.
Delaware Democrat Chris Coons speaking there, to which Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy says,
I didn't come up here for delay and stultification, and you didn't even do that either, Chris. And let's go try to pass a bill next week.
USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.